You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight is an honor to have back once again the man that is responsible for Courthouse Center for the Arts, Russell Maitland. Welcome back, Russell.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me back.
Great to have Russell back with us again. His organization, Courthouse Center for the Arts, is probably one of the busiest groups of anything I have ever seen or heard of.
It truly is.
We've had the privilege of having Russell on, who is the executive director of the organization, maybe half a dozen times over the past five years, however long it's been.
You guys have been so awesome to us. So, yes, thank you so much for having us.
It's great to have you back again. We can catch up a little bit. I know that we always talk about Courthouse Center for the Arts as being one of those places that isn't just a theater that a lot of people might think of first, but you have dancing, you have fine arts, you have all kinds of music going on there.
Lots of music, and our classical music series has taken off like a force right now. I mean, we've been selling out to crowds since January now, so it's
I guess
great.
Last month you had Musica Dolce,
what an incredible group, and they came in, and we had to turn people away. That's the first that I've ever seen that happen at the Arts Center for the Classical Music Series.
Well, that's great news for our audience in the classical music world, and that's a great thing. This show always spends a little bit of time on things other than classical music, as we have some shows coming up that are going to be there. We normally talk about some of the shows you've done in the past that are more in the Broadway musical type of thing, for lack of a better term.
Correct.
But you've got a show coming up now that is a little bit different, one I'm not familiar with, called Runaways. Tell us about this.
Well, we can't compare it to what's on the movies right now. There's a movie called Runaways right now, and it's not the same thing.
This
show actually was written about 35 years ago, and Joseph Papp in New York City produced it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was written by a professor at NYU who had her doctoral in theater. And it was based off of a series of stories that she interviewed kids that had run away from their homes all over the United States and actually ended up in New York City on the streets.
Hmm.
And she brought this group of kids together, and she put her own music to it with her own rhythms. And 35 years ago, she was doing hip hop.
Wow.
So, and it had very Latin flavors. It had the street flavors. And it was such an incredible piece. Joseph Papp took it. He made it was a big hit on Broadway about 35 years ago. And now I saw it. I have done this production before, and I wanted to bring it to Rhode Island because we're right in the midst of this bullying situation that's national.
Yeah, it's all the news.
It's national right now. And a lot of that is brought out into the show. And so I am a big supporter of domestic violence for the state of Rhode Island, and this is something that I think everybody needs to see.
Mm-hmm. That's always a tough thing to phrase. You're not really a big supporter of domestic violence.
I'm domestic violence, the center.
The abuse of.
The abuse of, yes. Not a supporter. That's correct. I do not support that.
And Russell is very, very active and working kind of nonstop lately on those programs and those projects, so it's great to have someone active in the community like that. All right, let's listen to this first piece of music, and then we'll come back and find out what's going on at the center. This first one is called A Lullaby. Tell us, is that
Lullaby from Baby to Baby? And this is one of the kids who is talking about having a doll, and this doll represents her.
All right, Lullaby from Baby to Baby.
The the sun is rising in the smoky sky. The place is any city you can name. In a house a door opens and closes goodbye. The atmosphere won't be the same because...
So one of the things that happens frequently is people are emailing me and saying, how do I get a hold of that group? How do I do this? What phone number do I call? So let's do that right up front.
Sure.
And give them the web address for the center.
The web address is www.courthousearts.org.
Okay, courthousearts.org. And a phone number to call?
It's 401-782-1018.
1018. Great. All right. We'll review that again at the end, so have your pencil handy if you didn't catch it that time, because you want to get tickets to this event, which is next week, right? And it starts
March 11th.
March 11th. So be sure to stop by and see something a little bit different, not your Hello Dolly type.
No, not at all.
but I'm sure entertaining nonetheless. And there are so many things going on at the center. We're going to refer back to this for music, but in the meantime, let's talk about some of the other things that are happening in March.
Well, March is March Madness Month for us, and every week there is a different thing happening at the courthouse. The week after this is our Young Playwright series, where school systems from elementary, middle school to high school submits plays to us, and then we take our professional actors and they do these plays that these kids have written. And again, the theme this year is bullying. So all these scripts that we're receiving, we usually receive about 200 scripts, so we narrow it down to about 25 to 30 scripts.
Wow.
And the actors have 24 hours to mount it and do the show, and the kids get a kick out of the fact that they've got these actors doing their lines.
It's an awesome 200
awesome
scripts.
Last year it was a little over 200.
That's a project in itself.
It is.
Get it down to
25. That runs after this Runaways production. And then the weekend of the 25th is something I'm very excited about. It's four playwrights from South County that we're doing a Eugene O'Neill type of series. And so there are four playwrights from the area. Doug Norris from The Independent is being one of these guys. We have a musical coming in from a gentleman who has worked for Trinity and GAM, and he's going to be coming in with his script. And then we've got two other locals that are doing
local
business.
Guys make good.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Great.
So that's happening. And then the final thing that happens is we have our second part of our classical music series is Amari String Quartet. And they will be performing on Sunday, March 27th at 4 p.m.
All right. Well, you want to make sure you get in for that, because that sounds like one that would definitely be sold out, too.
I think so.
Yeah, that's going to be great. All right, let's go to the next piece of music from the Runaways show called Lonesome of the Road.
It's Lonesome of the Road. This is the kids telling the audience exactly what it's like to be on the road by themselves.
Here we go. Music from the show called Runaways, and we have one more piece to play from that, but before we do, I want to ask you about recent changes at the theater.
Well, we are so lucky to have such a wonderful board of directors and a and trustees that have just been so supportive of what has happened over at the Art Center in the last 4 years. So we were able to renovate the space that we use for performing to make it look like an actual theater now.
A real theater.
A real theater.
Oh, that's
so
great.
With real curtains and 18-foot walls for wing space. Now it has wing space. It's incredible. So now it's a true black box theater with wing.
Wow, that's great.
And it's been awesome.
For those of you that don't know, the name Courthouse Center for the Arts should be a clue for you.
One of the first courthouses in the state of Rhode Island ever built in 1818.
Great building on the outside,
awesome.
You can't miss it as you're driving up to it because of that sculpture.
That sculpture. We always get back to that sculpture.
We always get back to that. It's just amazing to me. It's an eye catcher, which is a good thing. But this will now, if you've been there before, you got to get back and see the renovations.
Yes, it's awesome.
All right. Let's go to this last song from Runaways before we go on to the next show. Tell us about this one.
Let Me Be a Kid. This sums up all their feelings by the end of the show about telling their parents, just let me be who I am.
We will listen to Let Me Be a Kid, then we'll take a short break and be back with more of Russell Maitland and Courthouse Center for the Arts.
It is so hard to be a mother when you haven't ever had a mother's love, and it breaks my heart to be locked into a marriage of adult responsibility. Set me free and let me play out in the playground. Let me be just a kid out in the playground. Set me free and let me play out in the playground. Let me be just a kid out in the playground. Let me be young before I get old. Let me be your kid. Just let me be young before I get old. Let me be your kid.
People at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We have a very pleasant evening going on, listening to Russell Maitland as he tells us about events at Courthouse Center for the Arts here in our beautiful area, not too far from our studios in Exeter, just before you get to URI. And if you haven't been, come on down, see Courthouse Center for the Arts. It's a great facility, and as we discussed a little while ago, renovated, real theater now.
Right.
And a real theater means that you can do real shows like this next one coming in, big-time production.
This is probably, I think, the biggest project we've taken on so far. The production of Hairspray, the musical Hairspray.
Yes. A fun, fun show.
It is a lot of fun, but there are over 75 wigs, literally 250 costumes. We have a cast of 30 that are coming in from New York City and Boston and Connecticut.
Wow.
We're housing all of them. It's going to be, I think, the event for Courthouse, the main event.
Wow. So. You know, people don't think about things like just that little tiny fact that you throw out 75 wigs. Now, think about that for a minute.
75 wigs.
Where do you put them?
I mean, this is what's called space space allocation.
Right.
We're trying to work out we have to have its own wig room. It has to be made for these wigs. So
things that people don't even give
a
thought about.
And I'm telling you, we did a production of La Cage aux Folles in the summertime last year.
Right.
This is double of what the costumes and wigs are for that for the show. So.
Wow. But it is a fun show. It's a lot of great music, and it starts off with a song that we're going to start off with right now, rather, called Good Morning Baltimore. Tell us a little bit about that, and we'll give that a listen.
Well, the whole story is based in Baltimore, and it's based off of this young lady named Tracy, and she's waking up, and she's saying, I'm ready to go. Here I am.
Here I am, world. Baltimore. Fun musical hairspray. You want to make sure you take that one into your schedule. And speaking of schedule, we'll give you the exact dates and times of that. But
this show runs April 1st through April 23rd.
April 1st through the 23rd. So plenty of time to get that on your calendar and get down to the courthouse and see that one. That's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, things always are going on together. You're running a three-ring circus here, it seems to me, sometimes.
It feels like it sometimes. No, we are the quintessence of an art center. We're doing a whole author circle series, which is bringing in national best-selling authors that come on their travels to do book discussions on their books. Mm-hmm. That begins pretty much in the summertime and goes through the fall. We have these wonderful art galleries with artists from all over the state of Rhode Island. And I shouldn't even say Rhode Island, all of New England, mm-hmm. that come and show their work at the Art Center. We have one of the biggest venues for art. We're probably one of the biggest galleries in South County.
Well, there you go. And that happens simultaneously, obviously.
Exactly.
You can go and see the artwork and then go to the show.
Well, that's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
I mean, we enable artists and performers and kids and adults and seniors to all have a little taste of something at the Art Center, which allows them to, you know, to express themselves or have fun.
It is a true jewel of the community when you have this opportunity to, I don't want to say one-stop shopping, because
no.
that's not the intent, but at least it's an opportunity to go to, you know, to one place and see lots of things.
It's a remarkable thing. The way that the organization first started off, this is what their intention was, to provide this type of service, this cultural service to the not just the county, but through the state.
And a lot of that has to be attributed to the fact that, you know, things start with some great ideas sometimes.
Yes.
But, you know, in credit to you, there has to be someone there that makes it all happen. And
we have an incredible staff, an incredible board. I mean, without them, I don't know if anything would ever get up. So,
well, it's a team, as they say.
So
it's great to have that happening and right so close to our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter that we can stop by and take advantage of that. Let's go to another Hairspray song and tell us what you have about the next one here.
Well, the show is based in the 60s, and it's got that American Bandstand flavor to mm-hmm. it. And this number, the next number, The Nicest Kids in Town, actually happens at the Corning Collins show, which is a takeoff of American Bandstand.
American Bandstand, kind of the Casey Kasem type
Casey
of
Kasem,
thing.
That's
yeah,
it, yeah.
Right. All right, we'll listen to that, and then we'll take another short break and be back with more of Courthouse Center for the Arts.
Clutch Hairspray. Oh, every afternoon when the clock strikes four, a crazy bunch of kids crash through that door, yeah. They throw off their coats and leave the squares behind, and then they shake it, shake it, shake it like they're losing their mind. You'll never see them frown, cause they're the nicest kids in town. Woo!
Nicest, nicest, oh, they're the nicest, nicest. town.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We're listening to music from Hairspray, which is going to be the production at Courthouse Center for the Arts in basically in the month of April, April 1st to the 23rd. And if you'd like ticket information, we will give you that after we listen to one more tune in a little while. But Russell and I, off air, were talking about a very exciting thing that's happening with the youth and music, which is near and dear to my heart. Tell us about that.
Well, last year we started a program called Young Theater Voices of Rhode Island, and we had about 100 kids involved in the production. It was almost like the Glee, the new thing that's out right now is Glee. And the kids took on to it so well, and it was almost like that show choir type of feeling to it, and you know, four-part harmonies, and it was wonderful. And
giving me goosebumps.
This is your stuff.
That's right.
But the kids ranged from 6 years old all the way up to high school, 18, and first-year college students.
Wow.
So it was incredible to see the mix happen. And so my idea came, well, let's start getting involved with some of these competitions and see what we could do. So we're right now in the process of doing an international glee competition in Jersey, which is an island between France and London, and France and England. And that's going to happen in the fall for this year. So the kids, we're raising money right now to fundraise for it. And it's going to take 25 of the top students and our new theme for this year is 70s music. So everything is four-part harmony for 70s music. So we're doing a lot of Bee Gees, a lot of Carpenters. Yeah. So we're excited about this.
Great. And that's going to be basically the top 25 music people in this area. That'll be a lot of fun. That is really nice to hear, because in this day and age, all we hear about is cutbacks. I know in the newspaper just the other day was more cutbacks for various cities and towns around Rhode Island, and it always seems to happen in the music and in the arts departments. I know in sports also, but the music and arts usually goes even before sports. But it's nice to know that someone is protecting the youth out there and giving them the opportunity. So that's really neat.
That's what we're all about, is the youth.
That's great. All right, we'll go to another song from Hairspray. And let's see, this will take us to Welcome to the 60s, right? Welcome to the 70s, now the 60s.
Well, this is a great number. This is where Tracy realizes that she is now hip. And she is ready to become one of the nicest kids in town.
Hey, Mama, hey, Mama, look around. Everybody's grooving to a brand new sound. Hey, Mama, follow me. I know something's in you that you want to set free. So I go.
Make a picture at the wiener stand.
Hey, Mama, take a chance.
Oh, Tracy, it's been years since someone asked me to dance.
So I go, go, go. Pass now. Say hello. To the light in your eyes. Yes, I know that the world's spinning fast now, but you gotta run the race to win the prize.
Hey, Mama, welcome to the 60s.
Oh,
hey,
Mama.
mama's spinning fast now. Tell all the preacher to step aside. Your mama's walking in the 60s.
Hairspray, a lot of fun, a lot of great music from that show, and there are so many things, as we continue to mention over and over again, that's going on at Courthouse. Russell, give us a little overview of what people might be able to expect in the coming, six, 7 months, whatever.
Sure, Mike.
Without specific dates, because we'll have to have you back again.
I know.
For the specific dates.
Well, we've done a very eclectic season this season. We kept pretty much within, time periods, and this May, I'm very excited about a Rhode Island premiere of a show based off a very popular book in the school systems right now called The Giver, a Lois Lowry novel. They wrote a play. They adapted it into a play, and we're going to be presenting that. We're actually taking The Giver on tour throughout the New England area, and we're very excited about that. In June, we'll be doing The Who's Tommy. That's going to kick off our summer season. July, we'll be doing the Happy Days musical based off of the series. And August, we'll be doing a murder mystery musical called Curtains. And September, we've got Blood Brothers, which is a Wiley Russell musical from London, direct from London. And then October, we're going to be doing a production called Back Boy, the musical. And then we round up our season with a very interesting show. And I think a lot of people and a lot of viewers have seen the HBO special, Grey Gardens, which was based off of Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis's aunt and cousin. And it was turned into a musical on Broadway. And we are actually presenting that show in November. And December, I'm bringing back one of my shows that I adapted, which is based off of It's a Wonderful Life, with new music that was written by Stephen DeCesare. So we have a very full season this
season. Full season. And as we said before, there's all kinds of things going on in conjunction with that.
That's
you still
correct.
Get the galleries. You still get all of that. Now, I have to ask you a question. You mentioned that you're taking, for example, the youth to Jersey, and then you're taking this other thing on tour. How does that physically happen?
I mean, I don't sleep.
I mean, do you personally actually go
no,
on
no,
these
no.
things?
We have a wonderful, our committees that are within the organization are run by like 10 individuals, volunteers, a lot of volunteers. I think this is one of the greatest feats that have happened at the Art Center is we have, between paid staff and volunteers, we're close to 65, 70 people that work at the Art Center now, which is amazing. It's an amazing, amazing feat. And we subcontract, which our actors, we have over 100 actors come into the organization that get paid. So we do a lot of work, and we provide a lot of jobs for a lot of people right now in the arts.
Well, that's a great thing.
And it is a good thing.
And people that are listening to this might say, well, this sounds like something I would like to get involved with. Is that something that you have opportunity to do?
We always have volunteer positions open. We have a series of auditions that usually happen, in November. We do one full swoop of auditions for the whole season.
Talking about for the acting.
For the acting, right.
But if somebody just wants to be an usher, can they do that?
They can come and volunteer. They can come and volunteer and do that. We ask people to come in, and there's galleries that we need some, people.
Someone to be manning.
Exactly. The wonderful thing is, and I didn't get to tell you this, Mike, but as of July 1st, the theater company will be going union, will be a part of the Actors Equity Union.
Actors Equity.
So we'll be under an SPT contract, which is a small professional theater contract. So
great.
And we'll.
That's a big step.
It's a huge step. It's very scary, but it's a huge step. But I think I'm all about creating jobs. I'm all about keeping our performers, you know, active and working. Mm-hmm. And if I can do it, I'm going to do it. I'm all for the people.
Well,
you know?
that sounds wonderful. So, and I'm sure some of the renovations helped in that step.
It did.
I'm sure there are certain requirements that have to be met.
And I've met them.
well, that's a great thing that you're out there, you're doing this, you're bringing these kind of shows to the community, not to just the South County community, but to Rhode Island and nearby Connecticut. And I'm sure you have a large listening audience or attendees, rather, from those from Connecticut and even Massachusetts.
Oh, we have a lot of flow coming in from those two states as well.
Let's give people the information one more time about the website. And I have to say, when you go to the website, it's very vivid. It's very easy to get around. And you can find out about tickets. You can find out about upcoming shows. You can find out a little bit about the history, the galleries, right. All kinds of things, information there.
Sure.
And that is Courthouse Center.
It's www.courthousearts.org.
Sorry, courthousearts.org. Right. And it's very easy to get to. Right near URI, as we mentioned, and it's not too far from anywhere where you happen to be perhaps listening to this show, or if you're listening on the World Wide Web, take a trip to South County and come on down and see Russell and the Courthouse Center. It's a great thing. We want to thank you once again for coming in and bringing this music to us, but more specifically for the information and the great job that you're doing for the community. And the phone number, one more time, if people want to get a hold of you.
It's 401-782-1018.
All right. And as always, if you didn't get any of that, and you didn't happen to have a pencil or whatever, you usually can remember my email address here. It's very simple. The call letters of the station, WCRI@classical959.com. Just drop me an email, and I'll be happy to forward any information you need, and we'll get you down to Courthouse Center for the Arts. We have one more piece of music from Hairspray to listen to, and tell us about this one.
It's the big finale. It's You Can't Stop the Beat.
You Can't Stop the Beat. This is the one everybody likes. Well, thank you very much once again for coming in, Russell.
Thanks, Michael, for everything.
Always a pleasure. And the rest of you, we'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations.
Just can't stop my nonsense. Oh.
a Christmas ham. So if you don't like the way I look, well, I just don't give a damn. But the world keeps spinning round and round. My heart keeps on to the speed of sound. I was wrong till I heard the drums and I'm out of my way. She danced out with me ever since this whole world began. A woman's not letting me shake it, shake it, shake up my man. So I'm gonna shake it, shimmy, it's the best.
Step aside, Miss Buster. It's time to wrap this mother up. Oh, 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 you can't stop today.
No.
This comes speeding down the track.
Child, yes.
Today is history.
Big
and it's never coming back.
Because
tomorrow is a brand new day. And it does no white from black.
No.
The world keeps spinning round and round. And my heart keeps in time to the speed of sound. I would lost till I heard the drum and I found my way. You can't stop the beat.
Ever since we first saw the light, a man and woman like to shake it on a Saturday night. So I'm gonna shake and shimmy it with all of my mind today. You can't stop the motion of the ocean or the ring from above. We can try to stop the feeling like we're dreaming of, but you can't stop the rhythm of the watch in love to stay. You can't stop the beat.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Roberts also has a great website. Check it out at robertsmusicri.com. Great brands, great service, easy to get to, easy to work with. Roberts Musical Instruments.